All right, everybody. Welcome back to Mock the Podcast. Today is episode 41, if you can believe it. And super excited today to talk with a buddy of mine and an outstanding industry professional, Mr. Matthew Mattingly.
Hello.
Mateo, as I affectionately refer to him. And Matthew works for a consultancy, or sort of a production consultancy, called Hone, based here in Atlanta and New York. Is that
just Atlanta right now.
Very good. So I thought it would be interesting to talk a little bit today about just furthering discussion on production, and talk a little bit about Hone and what you guys do and the kind of things that you're working on. Sound like a plan?
Yeah.
Cool.
Let's do it.
Well, let's talk a little bit, Matt, about your background and sort of where you come from and all that good stuff.
Sure. And great to join you guys, and congrats on the podcast.
It's, thank you, sir.
Impressive. But impressive intro music as well. Is that a
That was an
original?
In-house. That's a mock original. Mr. C out there composed that.
I love it.
Yeah.
Could be a side hustle for you guys.
But, right.
My background, you know, I started kind of just as a production assistant on the production company side, did a little bit of reality TV, but then pretty quickly moved into working with some of the, you know, bigger production shops in New York. I moved from Atlanta, moved up to New York, and, you know, would PA for Hungry Man and Moxie and Radical Media, and kind of got my exposure to the ad industry that way. Just, you know, working on the production side, also PA'd on Law and Order for a little while. Had some Jerry Orbach time, which was
nice.
Pretty awesome.
Nice.
You know, I had intended pretty quickly to move to the agency side, and that was sort of my my goal. And so PA'd for about 2 years, and then eventually got a job at JWT New York as a production assistant. That's kind of how they started you there. And, you know, the shop at the time was pretty unique in that they did have a impressive like training program.
What year would this have been?
It'd probably been around 2004, 2005, something like that. So, you know, we had these pods, and the department at the time was pretty big, and they were developing an in-house, post-production facility at the same time as well. So it was a really good training territory, and so I stayed on the agency side, you know, kind of moving up, getting you know, different promotions, and moved over to BBDO, and then I joined a small boutique agency, Johannes Leonardo, was like the second or third employee there, so quite a big difference from going from JWT to JWT and big BBDO, which were these huge, massive broadcast production agencies. But was very excited about the opportunity at Johannes Leonardo and those guys, Gian and Leo, you know, were renowned for their creative work and all the awards they had won, and so was excited about that opportunity and just to kind of see how a small agency like that would operate and run. And, you know, ended up being there for almost 3 years. And, you know, it was a big learning experience and pretty intense, as you can expect, but learned a lot, you know, and was really just kind of thrown into the fire on many different...
Employee number three, ready? You're running the production department all of a sudden.
Exactly, basically. And it was like, okay, you're doing print, you're doing experiential, you're doing this activation, you know, because anything that came in the door is like, just figure it out, not just, hey...
That's the best way to learn.
Yeah. So, was... And then that was at the time when, you know... Digital was becoming way more a part of the campaign and campaigns. And so, you know, building microsites and kind of the whole 360 integrated production world was really the thing of the day then. And so I did that and then ended up taking a position over at a digital agency called Hello Monday. We had done several projects with them for Google while I was at Johannes Leonardo and really, you know, enjoyed the team there. And, you know, I learned a lot. I probably was only there for about 9 months or so. You know, it was a different type of role than kind of typical content production for me. So kind of was having to play a little bit more into the account management space, which is not necessarily the space that I want to be in all the time. So ended up leaving and going freelance and worked at Anomaly for a year, and then Wyden in Kennedy, New York for a year. And you know, did some really great work with both of those agencies. And then, you know, I had been in New York for about 10 years at that point, so moved back to Atlanta. And while I, you know, had been working at Johannes Leonardo, had been exposed to, you know, we worked on Coca-Cola, and that was kind of the first time I had seen or worked with an in-house producer. Coke had producers in-house that would sort of shepherd the projects along and work directly with the agencies and kind of translate for the brand teams and just make sure everything was running efficiently and kind of supervise the whole process. And so I was aware of that role at Coca-Cola. And so when I moved back to Atlanta, you know, I'd talked to them pretty much right away. And so went in-house at Coca-Cola for about 2 years before I started Hone. So,
What was the impetus for starting Hone? I'm always curious when people start businesses, what happens?
You know, I'd kind of had a entrepreneurial bug in me for a while and sort of had been talking to, you know, some people that I worked with in the industry kind of about, hey, what could we do? What, you know, maybe this idea would work or that idea would work. And Greg Tharp, who is a good friend of mine, and, you know, he was also, you know, a senior producer. Actually, I think he was an EP at that point at Deutsch. But, you know, he also had run a production company prior to getting onto the agency side. And so, you know, he had some familiarity with starting his own shop. And so, you know, he and I kind of talked a lot about what we could do. And, you know, part of the impetus was at Johannes Leonardo, it was difficult to kind of have people drop in at a moment's notice and start producing work because clients would just, you know, they'd approve a creative, but they wouldn't sign off on a budget and it would take months. And, you know, it was hard for, you know, honestly, Jan and Leo, for them to kind of have producers with the experience level that they needed. And so that, you know, like that's, I was, you know, oftentimes a bit over my head. So, you know, the real sort of genesis of the idea was, you know, let's have some producers that are, you know, very experienced. And, you know, if we have multiple and we're kind of this collective, that's all a part of Hone, then, you know, we can be tapped at sort of a moment's notice. We could be, you know, involved as the creative development's process, even during a pitch or what have you. And so we are sort of a consistent thread. And, you know, the real goal was, you know, also some of these agencies really didn't have a need for a production department. So we would sort of be that outside satellite production department for them. You know, pretty quickly we did play that role, you know, to some degree. And so agencies like Baldwin and David Baldwin's agency, you know, they've since, hired heads of productions and things like that. But at the time, you know, they didn't necessarily need a full-time head of production. And so,
what was the trend for a while? I mean, all agencies were starting. We're starting in-house production. We need some cameras and some people to. But that's kind of depending on the size, I suppose, that either works or it doesn't.
But you know, that was a key part of our business model. But also having worked at Coke for that time and just seeing how Coke was working with a lot of different content partners, and you know, some of those were better at being able to handle, you know, a company like Coke and kind of, hey, you know, you're not a storied ad agency that's worked with a huge corporation for years. By the way, we want you to make commercials that are living up to the level of what, you know, Wyden and Kennedy does. So it was often a challenge and difficult and a lot of education on my part as the sort of Coke supervising producer with some of these content creators, to kind of shepherd them through the process and teach them really sort of production 101 at times. you know, I think we didn't, that didn't really play out how we saw that in terms of working with some of these content creators as much as actually just working directly with the brands. Because as brands started to bring work more in-house, starting their own internal agencies, that's where we sort of saw our role fitting a little bit better. And, you know, I think some of the content creators just like the idea of, hey, here's a pool of money and or a bucket of money and go make it and figure it out on your own. And if it goes well, it goes well. Kind of mindset. So, we started working with, you know, a number of different brands in-house as they, you know, were developing, you know, that capability and wanting to create work in-house. So,
and are you still seeing that? Like, because I know you guys work with a ton of big brands. And are you still seeing that with most of the big brands that they keep it in-house and then outsource production? Or are they doing a little bit of both, just depending on what they're developing, meaning agencies or not? Or how's that working?
It's, you know, I think it's very dependent on the brand. You know, a brand like Coke is, you know, has so many smaller brands within the Coke trademark. You know, they have Mellow Yellow, they have, you know. So I think for a company like that, you know, they're going to have agencies always and always going to be involved in several agencies working in such a, you know, huge global brand. But certain, you know, a client like, you know, we worked with Etsy and Etsy wanted to do television for the first time. And so, you know, we jumped in there and kind of helped them through that process.
And wasn't that what, I think you were told me about that one. Wasn't that like 40, you were doing 40 spots or something?
That was more with MailChimp.
But,
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, and I think Etsy has now shifted back. They've kind of done TV and they've seen that it works and, you know, really, you know, decided that's what we want to do moving forward. And I think, you know, they did some of the work in-house, kind of got that experience. That was sort of a lower risk approach to wait, let's try this out and see how it goes. And now I believe, you know, they're with 72 and Sunny. And so it's, you know, it could go that way. But I do think there's a lot of different permutations of how it can work. And I think it has a lot to do with how the brand advertises and their size and kind of their appetite for it. Because, you know, as they may save on agency fees or something like that, but it is obviously a lot of work.
And, right.
Where we kind of fit in is, you know, being some experts that can come in and sort of say, hey, you know, you have this existing team that has this certain level of capability and experience, but they might not be the best fit. You might be stretching their capabilities a bit too much to be able to do work at this level. And so you may need to bring outside consultants like Hone in to help, you know, support you as you guys want to do work at a higher level.
Right. Well, so do you know, regardless of brand, whether you're working directly with the client or whether you're working through an agency, is it, I'm assuming holistically at this point, we're just creating content on the whole, right? It's not, I mean, are they coming to you often and going, hey, we just need to shoot this spot or this campaign, or is it just a holistic approach to, hey, we're going to shoot a buttload of content and then we're going to slice and dice that a million different ways and distribute it all over the place?
It really varies, you know. I think there's no real consistency to it. I mean, I think how we've helped most brands is when they are deciding to do something like we want to do television for the first time, broadcast advertising, you know, or, you know, we've done some social content in house or, you know, banner ads in house, but now we want to do, you know, bigger online video. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be broadcast, but it's kind of taking it to the next level where, so that's more where we've been asked to kind of come in and help, and they need that expertise. You know, I think in terms of how much they need, if it's one or two spots or if it's 40, you know, that's really kind of what the brand's messaging is, I guess. And, you know, it can vary quite a bit. But
Well, what about any, any sort of consistent trends that you're seeing as of late that might be new, or is it just kind of just continue to up the level of production and production quality, or what are we seeing?
Well, I would say, you know, the trend of getting more for less is and faster is not really going away. I think one trend that's a challenge, and especially as a producer, is you know, the amount of versions that we have to generate.
Oh, really?
In for a campaign, you know, I mean, just all the different sizes, all the different media platforms,
right.
You know, and so, I mean, if we shoot 20 or 30 commercials, which is, you know, in itself very
a beast.
Challenging,
yeah, sure.
And a lot, but those will then be, you know, vertical, square, what have you,
right.
You know, all kinds of different languages and things like that. So you can very easily get to 200 or 300 assets, you know? So that is, you know, a newer thing of the past, you know, few years as marketers have just so many places they can put content.
Yep.
And so, it's quite a lot to manage and, you know, almost has its own little separate, work stream that has to be, you know, and it's, while it may be just a file conversion or, you know, cropping of an asset or something like that, it's easier said than done.
And well, and I think I totally agree with you, and we see that on every scale. If it's, hey, we just need a banner ad campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, now you've got 23 mechanicals coming out of it.
Right.
And I think clients also, too, as technology evolves, there is absolutely a you know, part of the job that is educating them that, I know your iPhone shoots great pictures and video.
Mm-hmm.
We need more than that.
Right.
Or, and I know you think we just crop this and resize it to a different thing. But so there is, I think, a component, an educational component,
for
certainly,
sure.
As technology just ramps up and ramps up.
And it takes time, you know. I mean, it's
yeah.
It's to make every one of those assets to, you know, make sure the headline's in the right position or what have you, like, you know, it, and to QC it, you know, it just, that's what, where, you know, we want more time to be able to do that, and it's not really happening. And so it's okay. Well, normally we would give you 2 files. Now you want, you know, 200. And so it's,
but they also want them faster.
Yes. Because
the world is moving faster.
So, so it's quite difficult. And I don't know the best solution to make that, you know, people understand that it just can't, and we need, there's a breaking point to some degree.
Right. Well, very good. Well, I'm going to start to sort of wrap it up. We're kind of running out of time.
Yeah.
Great to have you. Tell the good people out there where they can find you guys.
We are at honeproduction.com. So please come by the website and send us a note. Or you can email us at hello@honeproduction.com.
Yeah, very good. I encourage everybody to go check it out. They've done some really great work over the years. So congrats on the business and the continued success.
Yeah.
And great chatting with you today. And where can you find me, you ask? Well, I'll tell you. MockTheAgency.com, of course, on the interwebs, and then on the socials at MockTheAgency. And that brings us to a close today. Thanks again, Matt. Great to have you here. Appreciate the conversation, and we'll see you next time.
Mock the Podcast.